And wonderful friends, our brother of the Lord today will bless you. You truly are the best. I think you ought to know that by now, because I tell you that all the time. Thank you again for joining me today. Today I want to talk to you about something really important. I want to show you keys from the Word that are going to really help you live a life of abundance. You know, the Bible is an amazing book. Not only does God give us promises dealing with spiritual blessings, emotional blessings, physical blessings, amazingly, even financial blessings. You know, the promises of God are yea and amen. They are more powerful than life itself. So if we simply apply the principles given to us in the Bible, really, we would live a life of prosperity, a life of abundance, because it's God's promise to us. Now, we all know 3 John 2. I wish above all things you prosper and be in health even as thy soul. What we don't realize is here we have promises for all three areas. Spiritual, in our soul, and also financially. So not only spiritually, not only emotionally and in our soulish realm, but even physically, financially, it's all there. I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul is prospering. Well, the soul cannot prosper without the spirit prospering, you know, in the spirit. Now, let's first understand something. Prosperity, according to the Bible, is God's gift to his children. We have to see it clearly in the Word. Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, and this is where, you know, a lot of people don't know this is in the Bible. It's God's gift. Not only God's promise, but God's gift. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Now, how do we receive the gift? Because we know from the Word that once we accept it, God delights in it. You know, we all know Psalm 35:27, God delights in our prosperity. Well, not only does he delight in our prosperity, he is more eager and more ready to give us this gift that we're, you know, even ready to receive it. I mean, think with me a minute. Job 27. This is one of the most remarkable portions in the Word of God about God wanting to give us a gift. He says now, and here it talks about the unbeliever. It says, I'm reading Job 27:13 right through 19. This is the portion of a wicked man with God. Now look at the way God looks at the wicked. And the heritage of oppressors, he calls them oppressors, people who oppress other people, which they shall receive of the Almighty. This is God's gift to the wicked, really. If his children be multiplied, it's for the sword. His offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death. His widows will not weep. Watch this now. Though he heap up silver, even though he may be rich financially, though he heap up silver like dust, and prepare clothing, has more suits and dresses and shoes and whatever, than the clay, he may prepare it. Let him work. Let him work hard for it. But the just shall put it on. Now this is God's gift to us. The just shall receive it. And the innocent shall divide the silver. So very clear from God's wonderful word that really God is very eager to give us the wealth of wicked people. What do we do? What's our part? Well, Jesus told us what our part is. He said in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom. Wow. Quite simple, huh? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all these gifts will be given and added to you. Now, added means surplus, way more than you really need. So seek ye first the kingdom. That's quite simple. Live according to God's laws. Seek ye first the kingdom and God's righteous cause, which is the gospel, by the way. Here the King James says righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. You know, the Lord said something to us about money that a lot of people, I think, ignore in Luke 16:11. Because I'm really giving you keys here that are really in the Bible. So in Luke 16:11 it says, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? So God Almighty wants to give us true riches, not, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck. He wants to really, really bless us beyond our ability to receive it. So what do I do? Well, first of all, I really need to know the promises. I can't receive God's gift of prosperity, true prosperity. And true prosperity means not only no lack in your life, but truly, I mean, abundance, where you will not be afraid of tomorrow and what tomorrow may bring, you know. So you look at Proverbs 14, and you look at verse 11. It says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown. So that's God's plan for the wicked. But the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. The house of the upright will flourish. And then when you look at Proverbs 15, verse 6, these are promises we all have to really believe, take hold of, and never let go of them. So it says also in Proverbs 15, 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. Now that's really God's plan for us. Not just, you know, a little treasure, much treasure. But in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. So, you know, a lady came up to me years ago. She said, oh, you preachers, you're always asking for money and we're running out of money. I said, you know, dear lady, there's more money today than there ever was on planet Earth. No, you're not running out of money. It's just in the wrong hands. That's what I said to her. I said, we're really only telling you what the Bible says so you can be blessed and don't have to be so worried about your money. And she looked at me and smiled. Because finally I said, listen, I said, there's more money on earth today than there was since Adam. Because it goes in a big circle, and every time it goes around, it comes, it actually gets more and bigger. But, you know, Proverbs 22, and verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So what do I do? Just obey the word of God, believe his promises, and live in humility and the fear of the Lord. By humility, Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. So what must I do? What is God looking for in my life? When I got into the ministry, I remember that night when I came home after the power of God fell so beautifully. And I said, dear Jesus, why did you do all this tonight? Because I was in shock that God had so moved with such power. He said, be faithful to me. That's all he said. Be faithful to me. And I have learned over nearly 50 years of being a Christian that that's what God wants from all of us, to be faithful to Him in everything we do, in everything, literally, as we live the life of a Christian. Just be faithful to God. And so it says in Proverbs 28, verse 20, a faithful man. Wow, this is it, huh? A faithful man. It doesn't just mean faithful financially. It means faithful, period. If we're faithful to the Lord, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. So we're not to be after money. No. We're after the Lord. A faithful man to the Lord. Because Jesus said to me years ago, be faithful to me. A faithful man, and the Bible says the same thing, by the way. A faithful man will abound with blessings. You know, when you hear people today walking away from the faith or saying, well, Jesus is one way to heaven and all that nonsense, you know, and they deny the word of God, how can they prosper? Eventually, they're going to lose everything. They may have money now, but it won't last. But a faithful man to the Lord who will never walk away from Him and will love Him with all his heart, who will love the Lord with all his might and her might, that kind of person will never, ever lack anything when it comes to financial things. So prosperity really is not an accident. People seek money, you know, but that's not what is going to bless you, because if you seek money, you're going to lose it anyways. And the Bible says, those who are hasty to make money will never go unpunished. That's what it means by shall not be innocent. So prosperity is not an accident. Prosperity comes when we apply God's laws in our daily life. And we apply God's laws when we love our enemy. We apply God's laws when we obey the Lord in all kinds of matters. Just living the Christian life. And being faithful, not only in our hearts to Him spiritually and so on, but being faithful with our giving to Him. Because our giving proves our hearts. How can you say to the Lord, I love you, and never give Him anything? So giving is that overflow of love. It's really an act of love. That's all it is. It's love in action. And so Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8, prove your sincere love to the Lord as you give. And he was raising an offering in those chapters, chapter 8 and 9. So it's not luck. It's not luck. It's obedience. So it's not an accident. It's not luck. It's when we apply God's laws, when we obey His word, and when we obey also the law of giving. So when we look at Proverbs 11, there's so many scriptures. I mean, I've given you many already in the past, but let me just give you this one, because this is something to remember. And God really is very particular about, you know, when it comes to our finances. Well, you do remember how the Lord sat at the temple looking at people giving. So it shows He's very, very interested in our giving, you know. So it says there is in Proverbs 11:24, there is that scatters, someone who's a giving person, a giving nature. There is that scatters and yet increaseth. It's always multiplying. And there is that person that's always holding back and never giving anything, and it ends up in poverty. But it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul, here the word liberal means generous. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And the word fat here in Hebrew is rich. Yeah, that's what it says. That's the real meaning in Hebrew. The generous soul shall be made rich. and he that waters shall be watered also himself. So we should not allow conditions to rule our life. We should not allow emotions to rule our life. I'll never forget what Roy Harden years ago told me after, you know, Roy became my father-in-law, and he sat me down asking questions about, you know, who I am before I married Suzanne, his daughter. This is back in 1978. And he began asking about giving, and I was really nervous. I said, well, that's between God and I, you know. He said, no. He said, you're about to be my son. That's between God and I. He said, I will not let anyone marry my daughter who is not a giver. And finally, you know, when he asked me questions about my giving, and I replied, you know, I give so much this time, and I give so much that time, up, down, up, down. He said, now I know why you're in debt. And I was in debt in those days. He said, you are an emotional giver. He said, emotional giving is cursed by God. He said, the law of giving is a fixed law. You can't change it by your emotions. It's a fixed law. You can't really play games with that, is what he said to me. And I began giving regularly, set amounts, same amounts. And I saw the change come within a few months in my life. Things began to brighten up on me, and I was out of debt. And 6 months later, literally $200,000 gone, paid within like 6 to 7 months. When I began just obeying the Lord, imagine a young man, and I was in my 20s, like 25 years old I was at that time, in debt, $200,000. Our ministry, young ministry, was in debt, and I began giving to the Lord from the ministry and my own personal life. 6 months or so later, all that debt was gone, paid. And God wants to bless you. Kent Maddox, who worked with me for many years, owed the IRS. You have never heard that story, Chad. He owed the IRS around $200,000+. He heard my teaching on giving. And he came up to me one day and said, well, you know, I owe the IRS, da-da-da-da-da. I said, Maddox, that's what I always called him, if we are faithful to God, he'll take care of the IRS. He said, I'm going to check this out. He began giving from his heart. The IRS canceled the debt. A man named Jim Gwynn, living in Dallas, he's still there, who was our CPA at that time, went and met with the IRS on behalf of Kent Maddox, and they canceled it. They literally wrote it all off. He was in shock. Kent was just couldn't believe that they would do that. They did. Favor. I'm telling you, favor is more powerful than you realize. When we win God's favor, we win everything. We just need to win His favor. Well, the Bible says it. We will have favor. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. You know, you can't have your barns full of plenty and your press is bursting out with new wine if there's no favor on your life. Favor! I began giving, you know, years ago when I was a pastor. I got a talk with, you know, Oral Roberts. Boy, he really sat me down and really got into me on giving way more than Roy. And so I began giving higher amounts, you know, and I wrote small books in those days on, you know, healing and health, you know, like foods that heal and all that. And this was a personal thing I did. They began selling in truck stops. I was getting so many checks from the books I wrote, and God began to bless me with people stopping in truck stops and buying these little books I wrote. And I got a lot of money from that. You'd be shocked how much money I made with those little books. Because I began to give. Favor is a big thing. We all need it. So Jesus said, if you can't be trusted with filthy money, who'll trust you with true riches? Well, you're going to really prosper and live according to 3 John. I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, you know. True prosperity. So you say, well, I'm in debt. You can sow yourself out of debt. Just like Kent Maddox did, and so many people that I've known, myself included. When you are in need, it's true. I know people make fun of this, but it's true. When you have a need, sow a seed. I'm telling you. Maybe I'm talking to someone right now that really is in need. The power of the seed will fix it. The power of the seed will fix it, I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to pray with you right now, but I'm going to give you a beautiful scripture here that you all know probably by heart. Because people say, you know, I have problems, I have troubles. Okay, here's what it says in verse 5 of Psalm 126. They that sow in tears, now that's somebody who's in real trouble. They're crying about it. They're pain, you know, there's pain in their heart about it, will reap in joy. You can sow yourself out of that problem, I promise you. I'm talking to someone that really needs to hear this. You can sow yourself out of the crisis you're in. Money you owe, whoever you owe, God will take care of it. I said to Roy Harden years ago, I said, you know, I can't give to God. I have bills to pay. He said, if you will pay God's bills, he'll pay yours. Boy, that was a headline with me. If you pay God's bills, he'll pay yours. Okay, I think you know what to do. It's time to pay God's bills and watch him pay yours. Can we come into agreement right now? God will do that for you. Come on. If you really believe the Bible, stretch your hands. I'm stretching mine. And I'm stretching my heart and my faith too. We're going to agree, like Jesus said, if two agree, he'll do it. Lord, we agree right now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's believe. Just lift your hearts to heaven. Lord, we believe, I believe with that person right now watching me. This Friday, Lord, this week, in Jesus' name, I pray as they obey you that you'll pay their bills, just like you did for Mr. Maddox, just like you did years ago, and you've done it so many times, Lord, for so many people, including me. Lord God, as they give you, as they are faithful, Lord, bless them in ways they would just amaze them. In Jesus' name, let it begin, Lord, with that beautiful act of faith on their part. In Jesus' mighty name. God's people said, amen. Look, God answers prayer. That's all I can tell you. We prayed. Now let's believe it. Now you can sow your seed right now to Benihin Ministries. It'll be used for the Lord's work, I promise you. God delights in our prosperity, and Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteous cause, which is the work of the gospel, and all these things will be added to you. So let's do exactly what he said. And you can sow right now for his righteous cause, the gospel. Benihin Ministries, you can give right there what it says give or donate. You can go to benihin.org instead if you don't see that there on that platform you're watching me on. Or just simply text it. BHM. Right on your phone you can do it. BHM 45777. So simple. You can do it from around the world. You can do it from India. You can do it from China. You can do it from Japan. You can do it from Europe. You can do it from Africa, anywhere. Just you can, on your phone, just BHM 45777. The Lord bless you. Have a blessed weekend, huh? And next week, get ready. Some powerful teachings coming up daily. Shalom.